Title: The Defend Trade Secrets Act Coming to a Federal Court Near You. Content: The Defend Trade Secrets Act, the DTSA, the first of its kind at the federal level, has been passed in both the Senate and the House of Representatives. Now, the DTSA merely awaits President Obama's expected signature to become law. The DTSA has the potential to transform trade secret litigation and create more uniform case law nationwide. Trade secret misappropriation has long plagued employers, even before technological advances and cybersecurity issues. Traditionally, employers implement a variety of protective measures to protect their trade secrets from both employees and others. These measures may include requiring employees to sign non-disclosure or confidentiality agreements, restricting dissemination of information to only key employees, physically locking files or offices, and implementing electronic security measures and protocols. But even the most secure employer may be required to seek additional protection in the face of trade secret misappropriation. Employers, depending on the jurisdiction and the facts of the case, have a number of weapons in their arsenal when it comes to pursuing trade secret misappropriation claims. 48 states have enacted state-level versions of the Uniform Trade Secrets Act, the UTSA, which allow employers to seek injunctive relief and other damages in the event of actual or threatened trade secret misappropriation, assuming they can establish the elements of a misappropriation claim. Many employers employ state trade secrets acts to seek injunctive relief, and ultimately, attorney's fees, against departing employees who steal trade secrets. Additionally, if an employee signed a confidentiality or non-disclosure agreement, employers may pursue a breach of contract claim to enforce that agreement and prevent use or disclosure of trade secret information. Further, depending on the jurisdiction, some employers may have the option of bringing a claim under the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, 18 U.S.C. 1030, the success of which is heavily based on the facts of the case. The availability and ultimate success of these various remedies varies from state to state, and even court to court, creating a patchwork of trade secret litigation across the country. Cue the DTSA, which will give employers a federal private right of action for misappropriation of trade secrets. At its most basic level, the DTSA allows employers to seek redress for misappropriation of trade secrets in federal court. While this may not seem noteworthy, many employers prefer federal court for trade secret litigation due to the complexity of the underlying trade secrets at issue. Further, for employers with numerous operations in varying states, the DTSA will helpfully serve to uniformly protect trade secrets nationwide, instead of the current patchwork of state trade secret laws and related law to define protectable trade secrets. Potentially the most remarkable change coming with the DTSA is its seizure provision. Under this provision, courts may order seizure of property necessary to prevent the propagation or dissemination of the trade secret at issue in the litigation. This may even be done ex parte. State-level trade secrets laws allow no such recourse. As it stands now, if an employer suspects, or even knows, an ex-employee has trade secret information on a laptop or external storage device, it must seek review of such property through an injunction or discovery, both of which may take time and allow for destruction of valuable evidence. The implications of the DTSA's seizure provision are significant and may serve as a powerful tool in trade secret litigation. However, the seizure provision also creates a cause of action for wrongful or excessive seizure, the meaning of which has yet to be defined. It remains to be seen how powerful the seizure provision is in practice, but this alone may bring about the most significant change in trade secret litigation. It is important to note the DTSA does not preempt state laws regarding trade secret misappropriation. This is especially important in those states that recognize the inevitable disclosure doctrine, as the DTSA will not permit an injunction restricting an employee from working for a competitor solely based on the threat of disclosure of trade secrets. Some employers use the inevitable disclosure doctrine to prevent an employee from joining